Thank you for staying with me on That Celebrity Interview. And today I get an opportunity to talk to the wonderful soul, Gary Zukav. Now, you know him probably from The Seat of the Soul, but he's also one of my favorite books, Dancing on the Wailu Master. And now he's got a new book, Spiritual Partnerships, The Journey to Authentic Power. Gary Zukav, welcome to the Valder Beebe Show.
Thank you, Valder. It's good to be here.
Well, you can tell I go kind of a long ways back with you.
Yes, you do.
I love your first book, and that's when you first came into what I call my view. And since then, you have helped us in so many different ways. Tell us how you're going to help us with Spiritual Partnerships, if you'd like.
I would love to do that. You know, I had been thinking a long time about relationships because they're really the most, for me anyway, difficult of all human experiences. And I wanted to share everything that I know about relationship and share it in a way that will be concrete, grounded, effective, and practical. And also in the context of a huge change that is happening in the human species. And this is spiritual partnership. Spiritual partnership is a partnership between equals for the purpose of spiritual growth. And the reason I wrote it is that so many people are suffering in relationships. Marriage partners, life partners, parents and children, friends, co-workers. They're all asking what they did wrong or blaming others for their pain. And they all want more from relationships and are searching for how they can create more. And this book is about how you can create more. But it's not just a how-to book or a book of techniques. It's a book of tools that you can develop for yourself and practice yourself to change your life, because you change your relationships by changing your life. But at the same time, you can use your relationships as vehicles for changing your life. When two partners are doing this with one another, that's a spiritual partnership.
Did you learn a lot of this because of your seems like your absolute happiness with your current partner? Is that where some of this was a catalyst for you telling us about this? You know, I've been married for 25 years, and I always tell people I'm married to the man of my dreams. But the man of my dreams just came to be a reflection to show me how great I could be.
Well, that's I congratulate you, Valder, for being married 25 years. That's a challenge. And it is, for me, Linda and I, my spiritual partner, and I have been together not that long, but 17 years. And I have learned an awful lot from being with Linda. But I've also learned a lot from being with the other spiritual partners that I have. Spiritual partnership is not just a couple's dynamic. You can create a spiritual partnership with your family members. That's especially challenging and rewarding. You can create it with co-workers, with friends, and of course you can create it with another person as a couple. And anyone that's been together as long as you have know that, well, I can say for me, I won't say for anyone else, but for me it's not always been easy. It's been...
I'll join that little chorus.
Okay, thank you. And it's in those times when it's not easy, in fact, when it's very difficult and painful, that are the most fertile or pregnant learning opportunities. Because what makes any relationship so difficult is not the other person, but what the other person activates in you. And when you turn your attention to what has been activated in you, rather than in trying to change the other person so they won't activate it anymore, then you're creating authentic power. If you're trying to change the other person, then you're striving for external power, and that won't work any longer. So this is a book about authentic power, about using your relationships. For example, when you get in a power struggle. In my experience, I have never needed to draw upon more courage than to stop talking when I'm in a power struggle with Linda, for example, and I know that I'm right, and I want to prove that she's wrong. And I was a Green Beret officer in Vietnam. I've gone on night combat patrols. I've gone on equipment jumps. And I thought I was brave, and I was courageous, but I didn't have the courage to face the things inside me that I was most frightened to face, like my fear of failing, or my fear of being ridiculed, or my fear of living up to what I thought other people expected of me. It takes much more courage than anything you might imagine to be in the middle of a power struggle and stop and feel what you're feeling and decide not to go forward with it because you don't want to create the destructive consequences that you've created by trying to win a power struggle in the past. This is the tremendous power and potential of relationships. And this book will give you the tools to create authentic power and spiritual partnerships. It's got guidelines, the spiritual partnership guidelines, which you can, by the way, you don't have to buy the book for that. You can go to our website at Seat of the Soul, S-E-A-T of the S-O-U-L .com, and print them off the home page. And then practice them and experiment with them. And don't take anything that I say in the book or on the website or in an interview like this one as so. But if it resonates with you, then begin to experiment with it. See what it produces in your life. And what I'm suggesting is that you develop emotional awareness, that you develop an awareness of what your intention is before you speak and interact, and then you choose the intention that will create the most constructive, healthy, vital, loving consequence that you can. And relationship will always provide you with opportunities to do this. But whether you do that or whether you just react habitually is for you to decide.
You know, Gary, you're so giving and what you've offered our listening audience, and I'd also like to give them an opportunity to go to ValderBeautyShow.com, and if you click on email Valder, I'm going to give away a copy of your book, because I know the greatest gift is to really give. Receiving is pretty good, but giving is so much more powerful, I found out. Let me ask you this. You coined the word Earth School. You're the first person we identify that word with. Is Earth School just so connected to, are we just continuing our Earth education here?
That's right. That's the way I look at it exactly, Valder, is that every experience that we have from the time we're born until the time we die is an opportunity to develop spiritually, which means to create harmony and cooperation and sharing and reverence for life, and to find all of the parts of our personalities that don't want to do that and challenge them and change them, and to cultivate all of the parts of our personalities that do want those things. Authentic power is a wonderful experience of being engaged in your life, knowing that you're alive for a meaning and that you're living that meaning, and you can create it. In fact, it's now necessary for you to create that life in order to evolve. And that's what's so exciting about being alive now. We are living in the most exciting time that it's ever been possible to be alive on the earth. A time of enormous transformation and new potential. And this book is about both of those.
The book has power itself, but you continually use the word authentic and power together throughout the book. Tell me the value of authentic power, because most people use the word power, not authentic power.
Yeah, I use that word to distinguish it from the way that we have come to think about power, which is the ability to manipulate and to control. For example, I talked about a power struggle. When you're in a power struggle, you're struggling for the ability to manipulate and control someone else, and they're struggling for that power over you. The ability to manipulate and to control is external power, and you see it everywhere. Our world is built upon it. But our requirements for evolution are changing now. And authentic power is the alignment of your personality with your soul. That is the highest, most noble part of you that you can imagine. The part of you that intends to create with harmony and cooperation and sharing and to revere life. And as you become authentically empowered, you align yourself with these highest goals that you can reach for. And that's the creation of authentic power. It's not the ability to control someone else or to manipulate someone else so that you'll feel better about yourself or more worthy or safe or attractive. It is transforming yourself because you no longer wish to be controlled by your fear, by your anger, by your jealousy, by your need to eat or drink or watch pornography or shop. You no longer wish to be controlled by any of the things that have created all of the compulsive, obsessive, and addictive behaviors in your life that are the cause of so much pain in your life. You want to use your time on this earth to challenge everything in you that is creating destructively, which means painfully, and transform yourself, not others, into one who creates constructively, which means blissfully, in a healthy manner, in a constructive manner. Because your meaning in life comes from giving the gifts that you were born to give. It doesn't come from acquiring more money or a trophy home or a trophy spouse or a new mountain bike or better colored skis or new dreadlocks. It comes from giving the gifts that you know you were born to give. And creating authentic power moves you in that direction, or rather, when you create authentic power, you move yourself in that direction.
What a wonderful way to feel from just listening at your words. But the book also makes us feel that way. I want to let my listening audience know, today my guest is Gary Zukav, and he's talking about his book, Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Authentic Power. And you may know that Gary is a frequent contributor to the Oprah Winfrey Show. We see his words in O Magazine, and of course his books that are on the market, which are numerous, Jesus Soul, going all the way back to Dancing in the Wailu Masters, and his new book, once again, is Spiritual Partnership, The Journey to Artistic Power. I've got to ask you about one more word. I just love words, and you use those words so eloquently within the book, and you give us a sense of the present moment. Why is the present moment so powerful to us?
All power exists in the present moment, Valder. It never exists in the past or in the future.
When the moment passes, that power no longer exists. It's just this moment, this now, this next. Because I know, because, you know, our tomorrow turns into the present, our yesterday turns into the past. So this moment is all we do have. So this is where our power lies, and concentrate on this moment.
That's exactly right. If you are thinking about what you should have done or what you need to do or ought to do, if you're feeling inferior or inferior, if you're in any way experiencing a frightened part of your personality, which means anger, jealousy, all of that, if you bring yourself into the present moment, you bring yourself into what is actually happening now, and that's where your power lies. You lose power when you try to change others. You lose power when you live in regret. You lose power when you're anxious or fearful about the future. But when you are in the present, let me put it this way. Imagine yourself standing in a stream, and you are looking downstream. It's a shallow stream. It only comes up to your ankles, and it's beautiful. And you're watching the water as it flows directly under you and then away from you. Well, you might say that your life in the Earth School is a little like that. And what is flowing under you is always the water flowing directly under you. That's the present moment. You can't see what's coming towards you. That's what you would call the future. And you can only see what's flowing away from you. That's what you'd call the past. But what's happening right now, your breathing, your thoughts, the fearful experiences that you're having, the joyful experiences that you're having, all of that is the present moment, and the present moment does not end. This is a part of a new human capability that is coming into millions of individuals. They're beginning to expand beyond the limits of the five senses, beyond what they can see and touch and taste and smell and hear. They're beginning to sense themselves as more than bodies and minds. They're beginning to sense their lives as meaningful and purposeful. All of this is, let's call it, multisensory perception. It's another sensory system in addition to the five senses that makes everything that the five senses can show you deeper and richer and more meaningful. And this expanded perception is occurring in millions of people now, and within a few generations will occur in all of humanity. We will all be multisensory. We'll all be aware of ourselves as part of a larger fabric of life. And as
we walk as individuals, we will know that we're part of a bigger collective.
Yes, we will. And of course, it's possible to know that as an idea. But to really begin to see it, to see the people you're around as more than they appear. You might say that they're wearing earth suits, costumes. For example, you can look at somebody and say, that is a white male, or this is a brown child, or this is a black female, this is an educated person, this is a business person, this is a farmer. But when you look beneath these characteristics of a personality, you can begin to see as you become multi-sensory, what is wearing the earth suit? That's the soul, and you have one also. And as you become multi-sensory, you start to become aware of yourself as more than a personality and a soul simultaneously, and at others as souls and personalities simultaneously. And spiritual partnership is the new relationship dynamic that is emerging along with multi-sensory perception, with the new multi-sensory humanity. Partnership between equals, for the purpose of spiritual growth. Partnership between individuals who are striving to become more emotionally aware, more aware of their intentions so that they can choose them consciously, even when they are in the magnetic field of fear and feeling the painful experiences of anger, jealousy, rage, resentment. And instead of covering over those feelings temporarily by lashing out in anger or withdrawing or whatever they habitually do, having the courage to feel the physical sensations underneath their anger or their jealousy, and instead of acting on it, choose a different intention in that moment, in that very moment. That's the creation of authentic power. That is when it happens. That's when you get spiritual traction on the road. And spiritual partnerships are vehicles for individuals who are each doing that. Each spiritual partner is responsible for his or her own spiritual growth. Only he or she can create authentic power, and only in his or her life. But they can support one another in their respective creation of authentic power. It's something like this. When you're in a school, you have to do your own homework. But your classmates can help you with your classwork. Well, when you're in the Earth School, you have to do your own inner work. But your fellow students in the Earth School can support you. They cannot do the work for you, because when you're angry or jealous or feel as though you can't get out of bed in the morning or stop eating, they can't do anything for you, but they can support you, they can help you. See that those experiences are not who you are. They are the experiences of certain parts of your personality, and you can change them with your own will. That's the creation of authentic power. You transform yourself with your own awareness and your own will from being one who is controlled robotically by reactions that have created painful consequences in your life, into one who chooses consciously to create constructive consequences, healthy consequences, that chooses to contribute to life from love instead of from fear.
Gary, I will never be the same after hearing your words, and I know my listening audience has that same kind of aura at this moment in time.
Well, thank you, Valder. You know, I'm going to be in Dallas on May 27th. I'm going to be at the Dallas Unity Church.
No! Is that my church? Not on Forest Lane.
I think so. Well, I'm not sure the address, but it's Dallas Unity.
That's my church.
Hey, Valder, this is great. And it's on May 27th. I'd love to meet you. I would love to meet everyone who's listening. Please, please come.
I'm coming, and I'm asking my listening audience to come and see you. I'm just... You know, I set the intention a long time ago when I saw you on TV for the first time. I had read the book, and I set the intention, and this is just what I do in my life. I've learned it works so very well. I said, one day I will be graced by the presence of his words, and that's what it went on with my life. And my intentions have come to this day and this time, and I think on May 27th, if I have the opportunity, that will be, as my family says, the icing on the cake, Gary Zukav. You are as a greater soul than anyone on this planet, and I thank you so much for your words. You have leaped my life forward 10 years.
Oh, I'm so glad to speak with you, Valder, and I hope that we get a chance to meet. Linda, Linda's going to be with me, Linda Francis, and we just love to meet. We've been at this church before, and we love being in Dallas, and we love the people there, and I'm looking forward to it very much.
And I'm looking forward. I thank you for your time out of your precious moments today to talk to me and my listening audience so that we can get on with the soul work and develop our spiritual partnership for the journey to authentic power. And what's your website once again?
The website is Seat of the Soul, S-E-A-T, like what you sit on, of the S-O-U-L.com. And by the way, that's it. We are creating a brand new website. It should be available by the end of this month. Come to the old one because you can still print out the Spiritual Partnership Guidelines. There's a free online course and other things. But you'll also get a little taste of what our new website will be because we've created a welcome page for you. But do make a point of coming back because I can hardly wait to share the new website with you. It's going to be so much fun.
We can hardly wait to visit, and I can hardly wait to see you in Dallas at Unity Church. I will be there, and I ask my listening audience, if you'd like to know more where Unity Church is, go to ValderBeattyShow.com, and we'll send you some directions.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Valder.
And I look forward to meeting you and your partner.
Oh, that's wonderful.
May you have the best day that you've ever had.
Thank you so much for inviting me to be on your show.
Thank you so much for accepting my invitation.